I was listening to Braille Book Review, a magazine about new Braille books that have come out, and I heard a title, and I was so surprised I nearly dropped the phone. You read stories and stuff. This is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller. And, well, it all started in 1983 when I was on a radio station in Boston. WBZ, and I was on a couple hours with a talk show host named Larry Glick, talking about all kinds of things, and people were calling in, and I was giving out my phone number, my home number, since I like calls and everything, enjoy talking to people, and I hung up, and one of the people that called me said, "Hi, I'm Ronnie, and I'm dying." And what? You know, at first I kind of didn't take what he meant, and then he started talking about cells and stuff and blood, and I thought, does he really mean like dying as in dying? So I didn't know quite what to say, so I just said, "Do you know if you push a button on the phone, I can hear the tone and tell what you pushed?" And he started doing that, and one thing and another, and we got talking about all kinds of things, including my near-death experience and going to a beautiful place that I went to in 1961, and he started calling me every day. And he mentioned his very, very favorite book. It was called North to Freedom by Anne Holm. And they had a movie of it, and the movie was called I Am David. And you know, they went and reissued the book, and because of how many awards and stuff the movie won, they changed the book title to I Am David way later, you know, just with the newer editions. But the one Ronnie was talking about was North to Freedom. Well, anyway, Ronnie was homeschooled, and I was learning about what it's like to be homeschooled. They call it unschooling because you just learn by just doing things. You learn about an island by going to one, and you learn about checks and banking by going to the bank and helping his parents fill out that stuff. And he's decided he loved that book so much that he was going to read it to me, the North to Freedom. What it's about is a 12-year-old boy, and Ronnie was 12 at the time. This boy, the book is named David. And David had lived his whole 12 years in a concentration camp. But when he's 12, he finally gets some help, and he escapes. Out into the world for the first time, he learns things like how the soap actually works. He's never had soap and never was able to wash in the camp, and it takes a lot of scrubbing and a lot of washing, and he finds out that little by little all that dirt and smell is coming off him, and he finds an orange on the ground and learns that it's edible, and he learned to read a little bit in the camp and learns that that's called an orange, that fruit, or arancia, because he's in Italy, and like Ronnie told me, he said, "If you read this book, you'll never take your freedom for granted again." I'm starting it, and I found it so moving, you know, especially the part about the soap, that washing all that dirt off. Because I remember I told Ronnie about a night when I was sexually abused at the school for the blind by a nun, and what I wanted so much was to get up and wash off where she touched me, but I dared not because I knew getting up in the night you'd get whipped and everything. But that was one of the things I thought of. And so he said, "Yeah, this book is so good, I want to read it to you." And he started, but then he got sick again. And not too long later, his mother called me and said, my friend Ronnie had died. He was 13. But she said, "He left something for you. He wrote a poem. It's a little scribbled. I've still got the old Braille, but I found out sometimes it's hard to Braille and cry at the same time. But, you know, there it is. I saved the original paper. I'll read it to you here. Sometimes I'm angry. Sometimes I cry. I'm only 13, and that's too young to die. Each moment is precious as my life ends, and it's so darn hard to say goodbye to my friends. Along with the joy, there's sadness and strife, but there's nothing so special as a moment of life. I see a wonderful light now. Words cannot tell. Soon I'll be there, and I'll finally be well. I thought death was when you existed no more, but it's another beginning, a whole new door. Don't look in my coffin, because I won't be there. I'll be laughing with you where there's joy to share. Don't grieve for me or cry with despair. I'll slide down a rainbow to Valley Fair. Goodbye, friend. Hello, friend. Well, that's what he wrote. See, he had planned to come to Valley Fair. That's an amusement park in the Twin Cities here in Minnesota. And I talked about it a lot. And he was going to come down, and we would stay in a hotel and go there every day and go swimming every night. And he said, oh, and I'll pull out all the drawers. And I'll write, Ronnie was here, on the bottom of them. So if somebody is in the motel and they're a curious kid like I am, and they open the drawers and look at the bottoms, they'll find it. But they'll have to take the drawers out and look first. I wonder who will find it. But Ronnie never made it to Valley Fair. Or did he? He talked about sliding down a rainbow. When there was at a souvenir shop, they had a big plastic rainbow key ring, and I got it. And I went on the flume, and I told them about Ronnie, and it was late at night just before they closed, and they let me go on the flume all by myself and just kind of be with Ronnie that was there for me at Valley Fair. And so there was this commemoration service, and since we talked on the phone so much, it was fitting that I do it over the phone, and they had a speaker there, and I heard a tune that I liked, and then I made up some words to it. See if I can remember how it goes after all these years. You're so special, we all love you. Don't be scared, your friends are here. Look up to the light above you. Sail ahead. Your way is clear. It's so sad that things are ending. They must end so we can grow. You with light and love ascending. Special friend, goodbye. Hello. We end and we begin. Goodbye, Ronnie. Well, just thinking about him, I thought in honor of him, I would read this book. It's available from the National Library Service in Braille or cassette, called I Am David. And it's two volumes in Braille. Here's just a page or so of Chapter 1 to get an idea of what it sounded like. Chapter 1. David lay quite still in the darkness, listening to the men's low muttering. But this evening, he was aware of their voices only as a vague, meaningless noise in the distance, and he paid no attention to what they were saying. You must get away tonight, the man had told him. Stay awake so that you're ready just before the guards changed. When you see me strike a match, the current will be cut off, and you can climb over. You'll have half a minute for it, no more. In his mind's eye, David saw once again the gray, bare room he knew so well. He saw the man and his conscious somewhere, and was conscious somewhere in the pit of his stomach of the hard knot of hate he always felt when he saw him. The man's eyes were small, repulsive, light in color, their expression never changing. His face was gross and fat, yet at the same time square and angular. David had known him all his life, but he never spoke to him more than was necessary to answer his questions. And though he had known his name for as long as he could remember, he never said anything but the man when he spoke about him or thought of him. Giving him a name would be like admitting that he knew him. It would place him on an equal footing with the others. Well, right at the beginning of the story, David does escape and gets out into the world and has to make a long journey to many countries to find freedom. Will he make it? Well, get the book and maybe say a little prayer for Ronnie, wherever he is. There'll be another story next week. goodbye. And hello. Take care and take care of each other. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.